So what would an addition of more teams really mean for the game? It seems on the surface like quite a good thing.
Yeah, look, introducing new teams is brilliant because it obviously reflects the expanding nature of women's involvement in sport. And if you look at the grassroots participation, the game's totally exploded. So it would make sense to have two new teams at the absolute elite level.
Mm-hmm.
But there are also some implications to that, which the AFL are now discovering.
What are those implications?
Well, when you have two new teams, you have more financial expense.
Mm-hmm.
And fundamentally, I think that is the biggest issue that the AFL is dealing with right now. The AFLW was an investment, and it was going to be a long-term investment. So there was not going to be a huge amount of revenue generated by the competition in the first few seasons. And I think the AFL were quite well aware of that. But the decisions that they are looking to make, obviously nothing's finalised yet, but that decision will be confirmed in October. The decision they're looking to make indicates that they're on the back foot, and only after 2 years they are trying to look at ways to potentially reduce the amount of money that is being invested into the clubs and the league because they are not making any money on the back of ticket sales or merchandise or marketing or any of those things. So I personally don't know what the solution will be, but I don't think having a reduced number of round games is the solution.
No, I don't either. And one comment that I've kind of heard floating around talking to people I know who are very involved in AFL and who are very passionate about the AFLW is that it could potentially turn the games that are played in rounds into more like exhibition matches. Is that a fair assumption?
Well, when you've only got six round games, it does give the impression that they are more exhibition style rather than being a genuine home and away season, like as is the case with the men's competition. So there's lots of solutions to the problem being floated around. Obviously, having the reduced number of games with two finals games, which doesn't really make a great deal of sense when you don't have every team playing each other once, which kind of creates a totally uneven and unfair competition, because what if, you know, the poorest quality team end up playing some of the higher teams, and that really impacts their position going forward in terms of draft selections and those kinds of things. So I don't know what the solution is. So I don't think that people should just come in hard-handed and slam the AFL. Like I said, this hasn't been confirmed and set in stone yet. But also the AFL do have a lot to weigh up. And I know that they are considering the longevity of the competition. But the initial feeling around the place, from the players in particular, and a lot of people in the media, is that reducing the league, the league's home and away season is not effective.
Yeah, it's not the way to go. No matter what the solution is, I think the sentiment out there is that this isn't the way to go. We don't know what it is yet, but this isn't it. At the moment, you guys are playing your games kind of in the summer heat, so the AFLW tournament doesn't overlap with the men's game. Do you see kind of any eventual overlap with the men's season? Do we want to see them become more of a side-by-side thing?
Look, that's personal preference. There's arguments for women's games being curtain raisers to men's JLT series games, which is their pre-season tournament. And then you have the people coming in and also saying that, you know, we want the women's league to be viable and we want it to be a standalone competition. So every solution has a counter-argument. I don't think everybody is going to be 100% happy with the decisions that are made by the AFL. But I think the timing of the season has implications in itself just in terms of general heat. We're playing in the hottest time of the year. Games are often broadcast. It's a little bit dangerous having players play AFLW games in February and March, the hottest time of the year, when there's not the potential to have those games moved or rescheduled. So, you know, you obviously can't predict the weather. It's going to be 40 degrees in a day. And a game is scheduled at 12 p.m. in Blacktown International Sports Park like we had in the first season. You can't just move that back till 5 o'clock in the afternoon when it's a little bit cooler, because there's broadcast considerations, ticketing considerations, and obviously the booking of the venues for other events. So I don't know what the problem is, or the solution will be. There's talk about it being moved to October after the men's season. There's talk about it being a curtain raiser. But I know the AFL very much wants to keep it in that sport-free window in February and March. So, like I said, I think it's a responsibility of the players to make sure that the AFL knows that we don't agree with six-round proposition, but we have to do it and articulate our viewpoint and our disagreement with it in a very considered way and challenge it respectfully, because just coming in hard-handed and blatantly disagreeing with it without having any kind of counter-arguments is not helpful for them whatsoever, because I know they are trying quite hard to make sure that the ACLW is a product that is viable now, but also way, way, way into the future.
Absolutely. There are some teething issues that need to be worked out, but it's in everyone's best interest that they're worked out, and, you know, with the players in consideration, with the fans and all sorts of things. I can imagine it would just be the most ridiculously hard thing to try and get right, but hopefully it does sort itself out going into the future. I guess before we let you go, Amanda, how's the next season looking for the GWS Giants?
Yeah, look, it's interesting at our club. A lot of our players are from interstate, so a lot of the girls, when the AFLW season concludes, go back to their home states or they travel elsewhere, and we don't get to spend a lot of time together and keep in touch to a large degree. But I know Alan McConnell's done a lot in trying to maintain communication lines with the players, and everybody seems to be going really, really well on their community-level competitions. We lost a couple of players in the off season, but we also recruited a couple of players to fill those positions, and I think we'll definitely be a team that progresses forward and improves next year, because improving for us means making the grand final, because we were only one game away from making the grand final. So
yeah,
we're extremely excited about what the future holds.
Well, I think it's going to be an exciting season, Amanda. Thanks so much for joining us.
Not a problem at all. Thanks for having me.